Hello, children.
Well, here we are, Doc. The two lovebirds. All ready for the wedding.
Sit down.
Are we healthy enough to get married?
Yeah, both as solid as a new dollar. Sally, that first baby didn't hurt you a bit. You can have a dozen more if you want to. And Bob, you'll be pleased to know that there's no trace of your old VD. 100% cured.
What did you say about a first baby? Sally, you never told me you'd been married before.
Doctor, what did you call it? VD? You mean to say that Bob has actually had one of those horrible diseases? That isn't true, Doctor. Is that true, Bob?
Just a minute, Sally. One scandal at a time. When were you married before?
I wasn't.
But the doctor said you'd had a baby.
That's right, I have had a baby.
You mean it was illegitimate?
That's right, illegitimate. And now will you please tell me what the good doctor meant when he mentioned your old VD?
All right, if you must know, I did have it. But it's no worse than having an illegitimate child.
I think it is. Why, I'd sooner marry a leper.
Why, of all the unreasonable, little Miss Purity has herself a baby out of wedlock and then plays holier than thou. Fine attitude.
Thank you for letting me know about this in time, Dr. West. And now I'm going out into the clean, fresh air.
Well, there went my happy wedding right out the door.
Ringo, so nice to see you, old boy. Time for your shots? You seem to be nervous, are you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, very nervous?
Oh, yeah.
Well, in that case, perhaps you'd prefer to come back and see me tomorrow.
Tomorrow I'll miss you.
Oh, well, then you need something. What is it, old chap?
I need a shot of rhythm and blues.
That's not precisely the type of shot I had in mind. However, we could give you some medicine. What would you like?
A taste of honey.
Oh, you are a bit of a clown, Ringo. Well, then, as your doctor, I may give you your preference. Would you prefer that the needle be long or short?
It won't be long, yeah. It won't be long, yeah.
Oh, Ringo, you're such a leg slapper. You look so peaked, though, today. What is your problem?
It's been a hard day's night.
Well, none of us is perfect. Is there anything you would like before we begin?
I want to hug your hand.
Well, I'm sorry. We'll have to get Miss Simpson for that. Come here, Ringo.
Don't come around. Leave me alone. Don't bother me.
John, Paul, George, help me hold this unruly boy.
You really got a hold of me.
That's quite true, we do. But you needn't be so obstreperous. What on earth is it?
I don't like you.
You don't like me? Ringo, my dear boy, why on earth are you mad at me?
I got every reason on earth to be mad.
Well, Ringo, you don't feel we've persecuted you, do you, old chap?
This could only happen to me.
So I turned to Ringo, and I said,
I'll get you in the end. Oh, yeah.
And he said to me,
oh, you can't do that.
Oh, but that silly boy didn't know. I had the needle right there, and I gave it to him, and he yelled, woo! And that was that.
Those pills I took have no effect at all. Just the other Dr. Agony, you're wanted in surgery.
Bleeding ulcers. Just when I was going to sneak out for a quick nine holes of golf.
Dr. Payne will be assisting you in surgery.
Figures. When they go into sudden death, they always scream for agony and pain.
So, Doctor, aren't you afraid you'll slip on this tile floor in those golf shoes?
Yeah, nurse, don't worry about it. I've got the balance of a cat.
Oh, speaking of cats, your wife called.
What did she want?
A divorce.
Another malpractice suit.
Well, here we are.
Dr. Agony?
Dr. Payne?
How you hitting him?
Can't complain.
Not his wife.
She decided to play through.
Not a divorce.
Yeah, the big D.
Well, she's been teeing him up on you in the rough anyway lately, hasn't she?
Yeah, she's hitting a few romantic mulligans when I'm in the other fairway. Yeah. I'm going to give her the graphite shaft.
I hate to tell you this, doctor, but the patient is losing a lot of blood.
Well, I hate to tell you this, nurse, but you would be too if you'd just been gored.
Who put that tourniquet around his neck?
I take credit for that.
This bird looked like a bullfighter.
Yeah, Enrico Enchilada. They say he's the best.
He wasn't today.
But you check in his back pocket, he's got 4 ears and a tail.
And he also has a horn in his gallbladder.
I thought he was gored in the Plaza del Oro.
Give me my number one scalpel.
Hey, oh, Doc. Hey, hold it.
What's that?
You had a guy like this the other day?
Yeah.
Tried a number one scalpel?
Yeah?
Yeah, way too much scalpel.
Well, no problem. We use a 3 and we'll lay up short. play it safe. Better safe than sorry, they say.
Yeah, that's right. Better safe than sorry, they say. Yeah. Yeah. Want me to tip over a little for you?
No. I'll play him just as he lies.
I hope this ain't going to be another knee knocker.
Well, maybe you better just tip him a taste. There's no sense starting off with the side he'll lie.
Doctor, his pulse is getting weaker.
Nurse, don't talk in the middle of my backstroke.
Don't start him on the shank.
Oh, don't even say that.
Yeah, oh, sounds right.
Oh, yeah, for the darn.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
Yeah, well, he chili dipped it. That's what he did.
Huh?
Didn't you chili dip it? That's what you did.
I chili dipped it. That's what I did.
Yeah, you chili dipped it because you peaked.
Well, who wouldn't peak? Everybody down, bleed to the left, bleed to the right.
Ah, look at the divot you took.
That's not a divot, you idiot. That's an old appendectomy scar. You know, it seems so easy when you're just out there practicing.
Well, you're holding a scalpel too tight. Look at it. Your knuckles are white.
Yeah, I know I'm just going to top this gallbladder.
Ah, you're thinking too much. Just relax and take a cut.
I'll never miss that pancreas gland.
Ah, just pretend it ain't even there.
Okay. Be there. Oh,
beautiful.
Yeah, right on the money.
Yeah, it's that new grip I'm using.
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me stitch him up and we can get out of here.
Keep stitching me.
Watch it, Doc.
There we go.
There we are, yeah.
That's the greatest cut I ever seen. But that's your sloppy stitch job.
You know what they say? Stitch for show.
Cut for dough. I knew he was going to say it.
Chili dipped it. That's what happened.
It happened in Vienna not so very long ago, when there weren't enough people getting sick, that a starving young physician tried to better his position by discovering what made his patients tick.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For the set of circumstances now enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
He forgot about sclerosis, but invented the psychosis, plus 100 ways that sex could be enjoyed. He adopted as his credo down repression up libido, and that was the start of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For this set of circumstances now enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
He analyzed the dreams of the teens and libertines, and he substituted monologues for pills. He drew crowds just like Walt Sadler, when along came Young and Adler, and they said, by God, there's gold in them, there are ills.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For this set of circumstances now enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
They encountered no resistance while they served as Freud's assistants, and with ego and with it they deftly toyed. And instead of toting bedpans, they wore analytic deadpans, those ambitious doctors Adler, Jung, and Freud.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For this set of circumstances now enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Now the big three have departed, but not so that thing they started, for it's carried on by quite a goodly band. And to trauma shock and war shock, someone went and added Rorschach. Now the thing has got completely out of hand.
Oh, Dr. Freud, how we wish you had been differently employed. For this set of circumstances now enhances the finances of the followers of Dr. Sigmund Freud.
Shrinker man, put me straight if you can. Free me of my tics and twitches, disconnect my latent switches, Shrinker man. Shrinker man, wise me up if you can. Air my problems and excuse me, sympathize and unconfuse me, Shrinker man. I've been on one of those complex tours. I want you to make my problems yours. Now give me one of them cut-rate cures, Shrinker Man. Shrinker Man, set me right if you can. Align me, tune me, normalize me, clean me up and simonize me, Shrinker Man. Shrinker Man.
Take two aspirin, then call me tomorrow. My brother Ben is a moving man from down in Louisiana. An object fell upon his head, it was a grand Vienna. I called our good old family doctor, lad, that's pretty true. She said, don't you worry about a thing. Now here is what you do. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. If things look black and you are filled with sorrow, take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. A plastic surgeon in our town said he would work me over. He said I had a Roman nose and ears like old dog Grover. When bandages were all removed, what a surprise to me. I had to blow my nose out where my left ear used to be. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. If things look black and you are filled with sorrow, take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. Your friend of mine, one of my old-time cronies, said he would sure defend my case. I'd pay no alimony. But when the judge called me a rat, a heel and stinker too, my lawyer said, now listen, pal, here's all you have to do. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. Take two aspirins and call me tomorrow. If things look black and you're filled with sorrow, take two aspirins and call me tomorrow.
Retractors. Oh, 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 oh. Page 56. Track 18. Listen and sing the song.
Save your lungs for the football, mate. Scream and shout or participate. Save your breath for the softball, Jill. Cigarettes will only make you feel ill.
You'll only cough.
You're clearing your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat.
You'll only cough.
You're clearing your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat. Cigarettes don't make you look tough. Nails in your coffin and they make you feel rough. You won't be any more grown up. You feel like a dag when you can't give them up.
You'll only cough.
Be clear in your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat.
You'll only cough.
Be clear in your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat. I could tell you about cancer and stuff. We've heard it all before and you've probably had enough. The danger is real, could be gone in a puff. So don't get into ciggies cause your life's short enough.
You'll only cough.
Be clear in your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat.
You'll only cough.
Be clear in your throat. Wake up in the morning with a frog in your throat.
In your nose and you start to sniffle and blow. Don't let your sneeze get away from you. Keep it to yourself, it's easy to do. Carry tissue when you go on a bus or to a show. Don't let your cold get away from you, whether you at a home or school. Don't forget this simple rule.
Don't give your cold to someone else. Achoo. Now, every time you have to sneeze, cover your nose, please.
I sneezed a sneeze into the air. It fell back down, I don't know where. But hard and cold were the looks of those standing too close to my nose. So I sneezed a sneeze into the sky. It fell back down and hit my eye. Then it rolled and tickled my nose till I re-sneezed that sneeze I snows. So I sneezed a sneeze into my shirt. It was cold and wet, but it didn't hurt. I didn't have a tissue near, and it would have hit that girl's ear. Nobody really knows what to do with a sneeze after you snows. A brand new tissue's where it goes, but what if you don't have one of those? A little bit faster could be a disaster, but if you can do it, you'll be a master. I sneezed a sneeze into the air, it fell back down, I don't know where. But hard and cold were the looks of those standing too close to my nose. So I sneezed a sneeze into the sky, it fell back down and hit my eye. Then it rolled and tickled my nose, till I re-sneezed that sneeze I snowed. So I sneezed a sneeze into my shirt, it was cold and wet, but it didn't hurt. I didn't have a tissue near, and it would've hit that girl's ear. Nobody really knows what to do with a sneeze after you snows. A brand new tissue's where it goes, but what if you don't have one of those? What if you don't have one of those?
Was an acronym. Started out real simple, but the zit wouldn't quit. No one really noticed, but Perry knew was there. It was a plug pouring action, bacterial action. It was just a little redness sitting right between the eyes. But a zit with an ambition is a danger in disguise. Now don't you touch it and the zit will go away. But he locked the latch on the bathroom door and done it anyway.
Tried a little Stridex, a smear, a clear, a sill. Even tried to execute it, but the zit he couldn't kill. So he pinched it with his fingers, the tongs from near the fire. Then he really got serious with some channel lock pliers. It was a zit. It was a zit that wouldn't quit. Well, in the middle of the night, the zit began to plump, and it swelled up like a water balloon just pulsing on a pump. It pushed aside the nightstand, it pushed aside the chair. It went right through the bedroom door just like it wasn't there. Down in the kitchen, you could hear the dishes break when it sat down at the table and had a bowl of Frosted Flakes. It was a zit! It was a zit! That wasn't quiet!
Oom-ba-ba, 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 mow-mow.
Well, the action TV weatherman at his Doppler radar screen felt his pancake makeup crack at a sight he'd never seen. So the weatherman called the governor on the governor's secret line. He said there's a matter of municipal security that you should be aware of at this time. It's a high-pressure center, half the city wide, with what appears to be a teenage boy hanging off one side. It was a set! It was a set! That was quiet! Well, the zit began to rumble. We all ran away. And what happened next, post-traumatic stress just won't allow me to say, but it was two townships over when Perry hit the ground. And do you know the cost to power wash a small Midwestern town? Now, Perry's on probation till the day that he retires. He can't have fried foods, chocolate cake, or channel lock pliers. It was a set! It was a set! That was quiet!
Bapa, oom-bapa, oom-bapa, mow-mow.
Hey, what's up, kids? You know what? I'm so hungry right now. Oh, my gosh. I could eat a cheeseburger with fries and ice cream, apple pie a la mode.
You are what you eat.
Now, that's what I'd like to eat, but that's not necessarily what's good
you
for me.
You are what you eat.
So, listen up, check it out. When I was young, I used to love to eat chocolate cake. I would eat so much that my tummy would ache. I never liked eating healthy foods till my mama told me that they were good for you.
Yeah.
I learned about the five foods to eat: grains, vegetables, fruit, milk, beans, and meat. See, eating healthy makes you big and strong, but eating bad makes you feel bad all day long.
You are what you eat.
And if you wanna be tall, eat your vegetables, y'all.
You are what you eat.
And if you wanna be strong, milk is good for your bones.
You are what you eat.
So have some fruit every day, keep the doctor away.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
What's a carbohydrate?
Let Wayne explain. It gives you energy, gets your head in the game.
Protein?
Meats, eggs, chicken, and seafood. Good for hair and nails, call it smart as can be food. When mom says carrots don't run and hide, she's just trying to make sure you have strong eyes. So eat well, be healthy, cause I've got to go. And if you don't know, now you know.
Now you know. You are what you eat.
And if you want to be tall, eat your vegetables, y'all.
You are what you eat.
And if you wanna be strong, milk is good for your bone.
You are what you eat.
So have some fruit every day, keep the doctor away.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
You are what you eat.
Eat healthy.
You are what you eat.
Eat healthy. Watermelon.
You are what you eat.
Tangerine.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
You ate it, Ralph.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
No, Ralph, I ate it.
I can't believe I ate that whole thing.
Take two Alka-Seltzer.
Alka-Seltzer neutralizes all the acid your stomach has churned out. For your upset stomach and headache, take Alka-Seltzer and feel better fast.
Did you drink your Alka-Seltzer?
The whole thing.
Digestion, digestion, digestion.
What is digestion?
This might just answer your question. It breaks down food to give me nutrition. It's got my stomach swirling and swishing.
Swallow, swallow, swish, swish. Glubbity, glub, glub. Squeeze, squeeze. Churny, churn. Dubbity, dub, dub.
Do I hear a cow in my stomach?
Digestion, nope, that's digestion, digestion. Digestion, digestion, digestion. My mouth comes first, food is chew-chew-chewed. It's swallowing time for the food-food-food.
Gold?
Down to the stomach where it can't be viewed. As digestive juices and it's something.
Watery can in my stomach?
Digestion,
I don't
digestion,
think so.
Digestion.
What is digestion?
This might just answer your question. It breaks down food to give me nutrition. It's got my stomach swirling and swishing.
Swallow, swallow, swish, swish. Glubbity, glub, glub. Squeeze, squeeze. Churny, churn. Dubbity, dub, dub.
Digestion, digestion, digestion. Digestion, digestion, digestion. What comes out your stomach? Small intestine, absorbing nutrients, it continues digestion. It's really very long, not so really, really small. More than 20 feet in length, could play basketball. Digestion, digestion, digestion.
What is digestion?
This might just answer your question. It breaks down food to give me nutrition. It's got my stomach swirling and swishing.
Swallow, swallow, swish, swish. Glubbity, glub, glub. Squeeze, squeeze. Churny, churn. Dubbity, dub, dub.
Digestion, digestion, digestion. Digestion, digestion, digestion. Large intestines left, absorbing water. Then the food is heading out. Out my food odyssey. It has to go back out to the land and the sea. While nutrients are left inside of me. Digestion, digestion, digestion.
What is digestion?
This might just answer your question. It breaks down food to give me nutrition. It's got my stomach swirling and swishing.
Swallow, swallow, swish, swish. Glubbity, glub, glub. Squeeze, squeeze. Churny, churn. Dubbity, dub, dub.
Digestion, digestion, digestion. Digestion, digestion, digestion. Digestion, digestion, digestion.
All right, is that dramatic enough for you? Okay, thanks. I worked overtime on that. All right, good evening. Welcome to another episode of The Bit Slap. Tonight, we're going to be examining your health. Don't try to leave. The door is being locked. You're locked in. And I'm just going to ask you once to please disrobe over there and put these little robes on. The nurses will help you with all of your needs. Okay? Meanwhile, tonight's playlist begins this way. We started with a guy named Rex Miller. That was called Ringo's Doctor, one of those lovable, stupid break-in things, you know, those break-in things that... And this is really a new low in lameness, okay? I admit it, okay? But too late. It's over now. You'll never hear it again. Doctor, Doctor was The Who, written by John Entwistle in 1967. It was a flip side of Pictures of Lily, not on an album as far as I know. Agony and Pain was Jim Backus, with help from Hudson and Landry, either one or the other or both. I'm not sure on that one, but they're all over that album from 1974. Jim Backus's only album that I know about that wasn't a Mr. Magoo travesty. The Ronch Hands after that, Dr. Freud. Shrinker Man was Katie Lee, who left us, I guess, a little over a year ago at the age of 98, something like that. Take Two Aspirin was Jess Thomas. Like a Surgeon was, of course, Weird Al. The Cough Cough Song, ominously, they are Grade 5, Unit 6, Health. Don't argue. The Cough Cough Song. I found that quite an annoying little earworm. hope perhaps you will too. The coughing song was Steve Dillon. Sneezing song was something from an old Sesame Street. The sneeze song was Bryant Odin. And then Glass Domain, the hiccups. Perry had a pimple. And now look, Haywood Banks, that was. And then Wayne Brady, you remember him, right? From Who's Lying, etc. You Are What You Eat. I'm not sure where that came from, but I hope it stays there. We heard from our alternate sponsor also, and then the digestive system. That was Mr. R. Just R. R is R, okay? So it's not. Let's just leave it at that and get on to the next set. I have some other things for you now. Please cooperate with the nurses. They are here for your protection, okay? I'll be back.
You've got a headache, and I've got some strange disease. Don't worry about it. This pill will set your mind at ease. It's called Progenitorivox. It's made by Squab Merle Co. It's a life-enhancing miracle, but there are some things you should know.
It may cause agitation, palpitations, excessive salivation, constipation, male lactation, rust-colored urination, hallucinations, bad vibrations, mild electric shock sensations.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. My disease may not be fatal, but I can ease my fears by taking two $12 pills each day for 50 years. They've spent billions to convince me, so now I realize Progenitorivox beats diet and exercise. I've got insurance, at least for now I do. And if I bought generic, it would cut my costs in two. But I want Progenitorivox, 'cause I saw it on TV. Those families look so functional, that Paisley pill's for me.
But it may cause deprivation, humiliation, debtors, prison, and deportation. Dark depictions, dire predictions, life as seen in Dickens fiction. Empty pockets, court dockets, may cause eyes to pop from sockets.
But it's worth it for the drugs I need. But it's worth it
in Canada, they get this for a song. But it's worth it.
The opinions expressed in the song are not necessarily those of Squab Merle Co. or its subsidiaries. Progenitorivox is not available anywhere, off or void in Wisconsin. Any resemblance to actual drugs, living or dead, is purely coincidental. Any unauthorized use of your own judgment in the application of Progenitorivox is strictly prohibited. Progenitorivox may not be reproduced without the express written consent of Major League Baseball. Progenitorivox may cause drowsiness or restlessness in lab animals. Do not resume sexual activity while operating heavy machinery without consulting your physician before erections lasting longer than 4 hours. Insert your own joke here. If you experience psychotic episodes, you're crazy. If death occurs, discontinue use of Progenitorivox immediately. If symptoms persist, consult your physician. All sales final. Batteries not included.
Percy got the measles on the first day of spring, the first day of spring, the first day of spring. Percy got the measles on the first day of spring. The poor, the poor, the poor wee thing. We'll send for the doctor with his pills and things, pills and things. Pills and things. He'll send for the doctor with his pills and things. The poor, the poor, the poor wee thing. We'll make her some soup on a chicken's wing, a chicken's wing, a chicken's wing. We'll make her some soup on a chicken's wing. The poor, the poor, the poor wee thing. And all night long we will rock and sing, rock and sing, rock guess you got the measles on the first day of spring. The first day of spring, the first day of spring. Pussy got the measles on the first day of spring. The poor, the poor, the poor wee thing.
I do them when I'm down in the tub. With avocado cream, they'll take a rub. They wrinkle like a raisins if I stay too long. I wouldn't wanna do it wrong. But they'll put you in the driver's seat and to the table when you wanna eat. But when you go to sit down in your chair, something else has gotta put you there.
Take good care of your feet.
When you fall in love and put you there when you jump up above. When you're on the spot, get them right under you. One, then the other two.
If you want to do the right thing for them, just take a walk in the grass. But don't you catch yourself falling or stepping on a piece of.
Wonderful, and they're very nice. Look here in the back of my mouth. Do you see them? Those are my tonsils. I love my tonsils because they're so wonderful. They're very good and they're very nice tonsils. Sometimes people get their tonsils removed 'cause they got tonsillitis or something. Those poor people no longer have tonsils. I feel so bad for them. I never want to lose my tonsils because I love my tonsils so very much. My tonsils are nice. My tonsils are great. They're wonderful and they're very fantastic. Sometimes when I'm eating my popcorn, little pieces of popcorn get stuck in my tonsils. A week later, I cough them up, and I get to taste the popcorn one last time 'cause of my tonsils.
I was in swimming when, quick as a wink, I was caught in the undertow. And I started to sink. But you, wonderful you, were there to save me. And I'll never forget, my dear, how you gave me mouth-to-mouth resuscitation. That's what pulled me through. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation brought me close to you. I opened my eyes and there you were up above me. Upside down it is true, but somehow I knew you'd love me. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, that's what did the trick. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation, did it make you sick? Well, there were people standing around, looking down at us on the ground. Now it's sweeping the nation. Mouth-to-mouth resuscitation.
Cucaracha Club. Let's see if we can work the bugs out of this little number. I knew a fella who was quite a stud. He never put a condom on his putt. He met a lady who was really hot. And a piece of ass wasn't all he got. He got
gonorrhea, gonorrhea, he'll scream. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, it's green. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea,
whoa, 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 whoa. Did you hear about the bride and groom in the motel on their honeymoon? She said, dear, you'll have to wait. I'm afraid we cannot consummate. She said, I have been unfaithful.
It burns.
And it caused quite a stir.
It hurts.
It seems that for a wedding gift, the best man had given her
a case of gonorrhea, gonorrhea, drip, drip, gonorrhea, gonorrhea, itch, itch, gonorrhea, gonorrhea, VD.
Whoa, 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 whoa. My best friend joined the army. He was sent to a foreign land.
It hurts.
He came back 2 years later with a discharge in his hand.
And it was gonorrhea, gonorrhea, inflamed. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, the pain. Gonorrhea, gonorrhea, VD.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Hey, everybody. You're singing great. It's a catchy little tune, isn't it? All right, in just a minute, I'd like you to put your hands together. It's clap time.
Cloudy discharge, gonorrhea.
Uh-oh.
Pussy lesions, gonorrhea.
Hello, doctor.
Penicillin.
Ouch.
Gonorrhea, baby.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Now you got it.
Bad infection.
She said she was a virgin.
Wear protection.
Honey, I swear I got it from a toilet seat.
Gonorrhea. Gonorrhea. VD.
So long, everybody. I'll catch you later.
Gonorrhea, sipa, herpa, legs will kill ya, you're gonna die. Gonorrhea, sipa, herpa, legs will kill ya, you're gonna die. There's nothing you can do, God is gonna shame you. You're gonna die. Cause you are a slut.
Love you, Gaga.
Ooh, leprosy.
friends can't stand to look at me. Oh, I despise my leprosy. Gradually, I'm not half the man I used to be. Pieces keep on falling off of me. It happens now so gradually. When my tongue fell off,
I don't know,
I couldn't say. I said long before,
now I long
for that sweet day when I had no leprosy. Making love with me could never be. Yes, I've lost my chance for ecstasy. Oh, I despise my leprosy.
Humongous for have a fungus, a fungi, or fungi. They live a saprophytic type existence on you and I, but we won't die. No chlorophyll and hence no photosynthesis can they perform when they do harm. Some have the keratinolytic enzymes that get them in through dead skin. Tinea corporis with your rosy ring, fungal lesions, central scaling, confluent vesicles encircling the patch just like a chain. Trichophyton rubrum, I've got ringworm again. It's not folliculitis or miliaria. It's not, I know, impetigo. It's not psoriasis or candidiasis. It is fungus contagious. It shows a white face of scales and red rim of blistering. Can't miss the thing. What's more, it bores within the stratum corneum of nails and hair. Yes, even there. Hyphae must be in my hide. Put some scales in potassium hydroxide. Dermatophyte, the diagnosis will be right. How do I know that? I have an alopecia cat. It seems I held a cat with patchy hair loss and got some spores that caused my sores. Both anthropophilic and zoophilic was this species of my disease. Fungi can be identified by macroconidia. How many can infect a human being? Three genera. Epiderma phyton has a spore. It's club-shaped and there are two more. They both can be identified just by the thickness of their wall. Microsporum and the trichophyte, and that's all.
Well, I went to the doctor. I said, I'm feeling kind of rough. Let me break it to you, son. Your shit's fucked up. I said, my shit's fucked up. Well, I don't see how. He said, the shit that used to work won't work now. Shucks, oh well. Now it's all fucked up. It's shot to hell. Yeah, my shit's fucked up. It has to happen to the best of us. The rich folks suffer like the rest of us. It'll happen to you. Every day, and you start to cry. You wanna die, but you just can't quit. Let me break it on down. It's the fucked up shit. Yeah, my shit's fucked up. Thank you.
Lyme disease, I got Lyme disease. All day long, achy ankles and crackling knees. I got Lyme disease. Oh, it's me. And now I am a walking pharmacy. I was walking in the woods when a microscopic tick crawled up the inside of my pants and bit me on my nipple. Right there. It burrowed in like a little sucker and I couldn't get him out. And even when I did, I pulled his body off and I couldn't get his head out. My nipple was bleeding. It was awfully painful. So I googled Lyme disease just to see the effects that I might happen. Happen to me if I got Lyme disease. Oh, what a pity it would be. When I scrolled down, what I found was all my mystery. Turns out I already get Lyme disease. It's clear to see. I've been suffering for 8 years. No one could diagnose me. I already got Lyme disease. Oh, me. Now I am a walking pharmacy. In the summer of 06, yeah, I was unaware. Looked down in my armpit hair. What I thought was a flap of skin turned out to be a little tick. That's when I got Lyme disease. Oh, is me. My body sweats, my mind forgets, my joints ache, I easily frustrate. They love me at GNC. I gave up bread, I can't eat cheese. All I want is milk and a plate of cookies. My diet sucks, but I'm in luck. At least I might get a license to grow my own medicine. Happy Thanksgiving.
I got hyperlipidemia. I got hypercholesterolemia. I got hypertriglyceridemia. Fat in my blood blues. My pappy died when he was 43. He had so many clogged arteries. Doctor said this could happen to me. Take these pills here. Take these pills. Throw away the pork and beans. No more butter, no more cream. I used to fry, but now I'm cooking with steam. Cause I got hyperlipidemia. I got hypertriglyceridemia. I got hypercholesterolemia. Fat in my blood blues. I got so many risk factors. I gotta take these HMD reductase inhibitors. So glad my muscles don't ache. Doctor said my liver enzymes all great. Fish oils and niacin. Exercise and becoming thin. Time I took one of those statins. Cause I got hyperlipidemia. I got hypercholesterolemia. I got hypertriglyceridemia.
nicer idea of fighting my blood blues.
Got hypercholesterol, EBM, fighting my blood blues. I got hypercholesterol,
went to the doctor, the doctor looked sad. Well, he looked in his book, and he told me what I had, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can't stand up and you can't lay down. You can't sit in a chair. You can't roll on the ground. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Doctor, 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 get your x-ray machine. Well, it feels so good, just about like morphine. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. If you get to heaven, tell the judge for me. I've had 16 years of the third degree. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can chase it away with your sweet apple jack. You wake up in the morning and it's squatting on your back. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Gin, rum, and whiskey will ease the pain. You wake up in the morning and it's right back again. And it's all kinds of trouble. Arthritis is a thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. If I live to be 43, you find me running like a Model T. Trouble, gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is the thing to miss. It'll leave you walking with a double twist. And it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. You can chase it away with your sweet apple jack. You wake up in the on your back, and it's all kinds of trouble. Gonna find you somehow. Arthritis is a thing to miss.
Listen to what I have to say. Well, the beat is waiting to hold it.
wine in his coffin, with wine on his head. His eye rolls back and hears the very words he said. Confession for your soul and confession for mine. If wine's gonna kill me, I don't mind that.
Never a dull moment around here in Addlewood. I'll tell you. All right. Well, let's see. What do we got here? I don't want a lot of you to know that those of you who have made the final cut stand over here. You'll each be given your own personal nurse. All right. You girls, too. We have nurses for you. We heard from Regina Torovox. That was The Drugs I Need from Austin Lounge Lizards. Jean Ritchie, Pussy Got the Measles. Bet she got it from not being vaccinated. Huh? Take a Load Off Your Feet was, of course, the Beach Boys. My tonsils are wonderful. I'd love to live in this guy's world. That was a very nice, interesting singing man. Mouth-to-Mouth Resuscitation was, of course, Steve Allen. Not sure I'd like that because he was a real smoker. Let's see, Gonorrhea was Peter Verde and Dos Amigos, along with a little piece of gonorrhea stuff there that was really disgusting. Leprosy was Euphoria. You know, what's the story with Love You Gaga? What was that? I don't know. Just laying it out there. Leprosy was Euphoria. Start at 45 was Patricia Raymond. She's a doctor. She goes under the name Ms. Butt Medler. Do not mess with this woman. She tells you to start at 45. You damn well better start at 44. Got it? All right. Durgin Park after that. The Fungus Among Us. The Fungal Fandango was the Sam Adams. The singing, what's the skin doctor called? The singing skin doctor. All right, that's him. Let's see, Warren Zevon. My shit's fucked up, man. You know, you go to the doctor and the doctor tells you your shit's fucked up. You better listen. Got it? The Lyme disease song was a guy whose shit is fucked up. That's Keith Lewis. He obviously has it. So be careful. There's ticks everywhere. Fat in My Blood Blues was Dr. Mel Borens, another singing doctor. Let's see, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, The Arthritis Blues, and Baptize Me in Wine was Mr. Jalacy Screamin' Jay Hawkins from the good old days. And that's for those of you who are dead. If you are not dead, please don't take up our time. Just, you know, excrete yourself out the door. We are done for the week. Those of you who remain behind have quite a pleasant surprise for you, but... not this week. All right. Anyway, next week we'll be having your... No surprises next week either. Isn't that great? I'll see you then, though.
You're cheating, love. Collapse on you, so will your heart and your gizzard too. You'll walk the floor like Ernest Tubb,
till you are wore down to a nub. When tears come down like falling rains, they'll splatter on your varicose veins, but sleep won't come. You'll toss and roll till your eyes look like two gopher holes. Your feet heart are cold as ice. You never treat me very nice. Someday you'll melt, just wait and see. Then you'll have water on the knee. You'll sneeze till you are tied in knots. You'll have to take distemper shots. Your head is like a tobacco sack, so round, so firm, so fully cracked.
Do you feel that? Oh, shit. Inside you, the sickness is rising. It seems that all that was good has died. Oh no, the world is a scary place. Now that you've woken up the demon in me.
Bobby, will you give it to me?
Two, three, four. Oh, wow.
Get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You mother, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. You fucker, get up, come on, get down with the sickness. Open up your hate and let it flow into me. Why can't you just fuck up and die? Get down with the sickness. Fuck you, I don't need this shit. I'm down with the sickness. You stupid, sadistic, abusive fucking organ. Down with the sickness. Here it comes. Get ready.
I have a problem with my toe, and so I called my HMO with a referral from my primary care physician. They say my call matters to them. They're like an old and trusted friend, except friends don't make you ask them for permission. And the recording on the phone says leave your message at the tone. Tell us your name, your age, your reason for submission. So I describe my nail and groan, wax poetic on the phone. This is a metaphor for the whole human condition. Tender, sensitive, painful. Now I'm listening to Brahms, music to keep the caller calm, trying to see things from the stockholder's perspective. Should I stop thinking of myself while they are managing my health? While an accountant finds the treatment that's cost-effective. Hallelujah, I rejoice. Is this a living human voice? Talking to me like I'm a sweet, annoying female. I plead my best bureaucraties. I would be down upon my knees, except I'd be leaning on this poor, throbbing toenail. Painful, purple, festering. You know this is an angst-ridden song and it contains the word festering. Sorry if you're eating. As for my coverage, they say no. This is a pre-existing toe. My policy excludes all things pre-existing. So if I want the claim approved, the toe will have to be removed. Which they believe may keep the problem from persisting. This makes my doctor quite irate. Why should he have to amputate? In his opinion, this condition could be better handled. And as for me, well, I don't know. I'd kinda like to keep the toe. I spent a fortune on these gorgeous Gucci sandals. Sexy. Size 6 retail. So the problem goes on and on and on. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, January, February, March. Oh, I have been waiting patiently. Why aren't you listening to me? Can't you see that it's trying my endurance? I'm only asking to be heard. Hostage is such an ugly word. I would much prefer living health insurance. I want the orthopedic shoe. I want the Prozac approved too. This managed care is managing to make me hostile. You put me off for far too long. I'll fix your ass. I'll write a song about a nine-toed woman who goes postal. Crazy. Oozing bell tower.